75% of Americans believe in UFOs. 30% of Americans believe UFOs are vehicles from other worlds. And 3% of Americans believe they have been abducted by aliens. That's over 8 million people. They're out there, aren't they?
Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
Hello, Larry Dickham. Welcome to the UFO Files. And fall has arrived in the East Coast, hasn't it?
It certainly has, Jerry. It's like frigid here compared to last week. It's now currently 56 degrees outside.
Well, we're going to go out to California, but of course Northern California is where we're going, to Sonoma, and it's not much warmer there anyway. It's 50s all the time there, 50s and 60s, except in the middle of the daytime.
Except, Jerry, good thing I caught this, we're not going to Sonoma, which is actually a beautiful place, but we're going to Sonora.
Oh, Sonora.
It's the desert.
Oh, then we are going to go to the warm warm air. I was thinking this flap, Kim Schaefer and I discussed that a little bit, and I was thinking it was Sonoma.
No, it's Southern California.
Okay, Sonora.
Actually, the whole L.A. area.
Well, let's go ahead and get him on the phone. Kim Schaefer really is pretty high on this guy, and you are too. You've talked to him a couple of times, so let's just call him up.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, there we have Dr. Mark Olson on the phone, and you are out in the desert of Southern California, huh, Mark? Is it okay if I call you Mark?
Yes, you can call me Mark, but I'm actually up in the foothills of Northern California.
Okay, well, we were just arguing about that just a second ago. I thought you're in Sonoma.
No, I'm in Sonora.
But Sonora is in Northern California.
Yes.
Okay, what are you near?
Let's see, Jamestown, Duane Hart. I'm about an hour's drive east of Modesto.
Okay, I approximately know where it is. You're not too far from Yosemite.
Right, I think I'm south of Yosemite.
Okay. Well, now that we got that straight, and, I had you down east of LA.
Yeah, we just had an argument about it before we called you.
Oh, really?
But I had the town wrong. He had the town right. I was saying you were in Northern California. He was saying you were in Southern California. But I don't know where I got Sonora from. But anyway, it's interesting little place. I'm sure you live in. How big is it?
It's about 100.
Oh, that big. Of course, there's nothing small in California anymore when you have 33 million people.
Exactly.
You got to put them someplace. But, of course, Larry lives in a crowded area, too, Secaucus, New Jersey. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening out there. Larry, you were telling me some pretty interesting things.
Yeah, well, not only do we have UFO sightings, and in particular, our theme for tonight is more flying triangles, because last week, of course, that was the theme for the show, is that we had so many flying triangle reports from our George Filer's reports that we do each week, and this week it's a repeat. There's even more, and talking to Mark here fits right into the story, because not only has Mark seen a number of what would probably be flying discs both day and night in his area, he's also seen a number of flying triangles.
Yeah, Mark, I was talking to Kim Schaefer of MUFON over in Tennessee, and he says the MUFON folks up in Northern California are not paying any attention.
Well, they're starting to.
Good.
The director just called me, the Northern California chapter, and he's going to be coming up here.
Well, great. I guess we have to just get him on the ball a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so.
You've been seeing lots of triangles,
I
take it.
I've had 3 separate sightings of triangular craft. The first one was on May 31st. And then on June 15th, we had a daytime, broad daylight sighting. And then again on August 8th.
And these are close in to you?
Yes, I would say they're right over the tree line, which is about 50, 60 yards from me. But they'd be up, I'd say, maybe about a mile, maybe less.
Mm-hmm.
Really close. but close enough that you can see the lights that you can see at the triangular formation.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about, pick out one of those sightings and describe how you noticed it. I mean, were you out camping or walking or driving?
Yeah, on my back porch. I'm on the second floor of an apartment building.
Uh-huh.
I come outside and sit down, and a friend of mine came over on May 31st. And I was just watching the sky, and all of a sudden saw this bright light bloom just over the mountain to my left. And I grabbed my camcorder, started recording, and what looked like just one big bright light actually turned into two. And as it came closer, it became three lights. Two on the outside were red, and the one in the middle was green. And there was no blinking lights, no FAA light whatsoever on this thing. And it just cruised very slowly right across the sky right in front of us, and there was no sound whatsoever.
No noise at all, not even a low pitch hum like they do in the movies, huh? Just nothing.
No sound whatsoever.
Could you see inside the thing?
No, actually, all you could see was the three lights in a triangular formation. That's all you could see. And what was amazing was on June 15th, I had Patrick Usker, who was the gentleman that filmed the UFO, the Venice UFO. He came up to visit, hoping to catch some on video, since I was getting so many up here. And
yeah, I know David. Met him in Roswell this year. So it was transparent or translucent, at least.
Well, yeah, it was very strange. And the same thing, no sound. And we have airplanes all the time over our heads here, and you can hear them even when they're really high up. But there was no sound to this whatsoever.
Now, you've got an interesting website. I want you to give our listeners that URL, if you can. We've got a link to it, don't we, Larry?
Yes, we do.
Okay. It's www.sonora, S-O-N-O-R-A, sightings.com.
And you have some video on there, I take it.
Yes, I have video clips of the objects, and also there's also a trailer to the new documentary coming out. There's also the story about what happened that led up to these sightings, getting a camcorder and everything.
Well, can you give me a little thumbnail about what happened?
Oh, sure. Let's see if I can do it in a thumbnail. Some very strange things were occurring to my roommate. He woke up one morning in March, and he was white as a sheet. His lips were blue. He came in and woke me up and said he wasn't feeling well. I took his temperature. It was 96 degrees, and then it slowly rose back up to normal. And that's never happened before and never happened again. A couple days after,
had you heard any noise or ruckus or anything before that?
No, actually, I sleep pretty soundly.
Me too, so I was just curious.
Yeah, there was nothing really. I just thought it was a strange incident. But a couple days after that, he was working out, and I noticed on his back was this huge bruise, and inside of the bruise were these weird circular indentations, four of them in a triangular formation, or a diamond formation, and one above the diamond shape. And they were so strange that I decided to grab my webcam and take a picture of it. That was the only camera I had at the time. And just to document it, I didn't know what the heck was happening.
Did he have pain there?
No pain whatsoever. And the bruise was very large. And he was just as confused as I was. I asked him what happened, and he had no clue what had happened to cause the bruise or those indentations. A couple days after that, the indentations had disappeared and then reformed in a different pattern on his back without a bruise. And that was the weirdest thing to me. It's like, why did they disappear and why did they reappear in a different pattern?
You don't think he was abducted again, do you? I mean, it seems like he was abducted. I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping to a conclusion here.
Well, at the time, I didn't connect the incidents together at all. And it was another time that he had come into my bedroom, and he was scratching at his ear that gave me the chills. And I asked him, let me see your ear. So he turned around and he showed me the back of his ear on the left ear. I believe it was the left ear. There was this red, raw scar down the back of his
wow.
ear when I connected it all together, because I have the same scar on the back of my ear.
Uh-huh, then. So you have been abducted as well?
I...
Or at least you have the scar.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I know some strange things have happened to my family. My mother, my sister, and I, and I found out recently my nephew, too.
Strange things like missing time or something, or what?
Scars showing up without any memory of how they showed up. I have a triangular scar on the inner thigh of my left leg, and my mother has the exact same mark. My sister has the exact same mark, and now I found out my nephew has the same one.
Now,
same place.
After these three sightings this summer, do you have any missing time or missing recollection of something? I mean, do you think something could have happened this summer? I mean, these things were awfully close.
Yeah, they were, and I don't remember anything like that as I did when I was a child. But I don't have any recollection of anything really strange or not even dreamlike happening.
Well, you know, you said you remember things as a child. What sort of things?
Well, I remember being surrounded by people. The only way I could term it, but they were moving very, very fast, and they were speaking very fast. I don't know if they were speaking out loud or anything. I can't remember that much. I just remember that it was too fast. I couldn't understand.
Kind of like a tape fast forward.
Sort of, or too much information too fast. And I remember waking up because my mother was shaking me. And she was trying to wake me up, and yet I was awake. I just couldn't move and tell her I was awake.
Uh-huh.
And when I finally was able to speak again, I told her the same thing. She was talking too fast. And I don't know why I said that. I don't remember what she was saying. I just remember she was talking too fast. She became frightened, got me up, made me get dressed, and took me to the hospital. While I was getting dressed, though, I remember it was like, snap, I'm fine. And I couldn't understand why I was getting dressed, and why am I up, where are we going, why do I need to go to the hospital? But she made me go, and my temperature, even though I felt normal when I got to the hospital, my temperature
was high. So it was high, just like your roommate's temperature was low. Larry, is that have you heard about that temperature fluctuations like that before?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, and also I would like to ask one question, but make one comment. Is the experience of being or seeing other people, including your own mother, appearing to talk too fast? And you saw these beings, whether they be human or otherwise, moving too quickly, that's a good description of being sort of in a time dilation situation. And this has been reported before in abduction events, where time can either speed up or slow down or stop altogether. And from the observer's point of view, the observer being you. And so that's you're sharing an experience that others have reported as well. Now the question is, have you, so far in your life, have you made any attempt to get in contact with some people that might be able to investigate your case and perhaps do a little regression therapy and see what happened, really?
Not until recently, when all these other events started happening to my roommate, and I made the connection of what was going on, or might be going on, then I started trying to contact people to find out if I could get some kind of investigation going on, because these things are happening way too much around here.
Well, I would certainly suggest that you get in contact with Bud Hopkins or David Jacobs. They're back here on the East Coast, but they are certainly accessible. Anybody that has an abduction experience, they're more than willing to talk to. And, we have links to both of their sites out here on our site, so you can pick that up. But, you got marks on your body and you got memories of experiences and you got UFOs flying over your house every day. I think it's time to get some more information.
Let me ask you something about the UFOs this summer.
Uh-huh.
And basically, did you feel uneasy when you saw these UFOs, or was just kind of marveling at them?
Oh my God. Okay. Mixed feelings. When I first, what happened was after...
Don't tell me you came up with a picture of a UFO.
I decided to borrow a digital camera from my neighbor. And I started practicing with it, taking pictures of clouds and things to see if I can get distance and all that. And
yeah, this is pretty common, too.
Oh, yes, it did. But the weird thing was, there was a cloud, and I took a picture of it, and a couple days later, I downloaded it to my computer, and there was an object next to the cloud that I did not see with my eyes.
Well, and he was learning.
Yeah, we've had many reports where people will take pictures, mainly because their attention is really focused on something else. You look through a viewfinder, and you're trying to take a picture of a person, or maybe it's scenery, and you're concentrating on that. And you don't notice the detail, and then when you actually look at the picture, the developed picture or download it to a computer, then you see this object that was there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's another alternative to this, which is even more interesting, is that picture of cameras use polarized lenses. And these can pick up images out there of things where the polarization has changed, and it'll show up on the camera, but you won't see it.
Some sort of light shift.
Right.
Oh, weird.
How about your roommate? Had any abductions in his family?
Not that we know of.
Yeah.
But his mom has had some strange experiences. I haven't yet talked to her about him yet.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of interesting that you guys would end up roommates if you both had abduction experiences. You know what I mean? It could be a coincidence. And it could not be.
My roommate did tell me that one day, this was back in March as well, before the march started happening, he and his mother were sitting outside of his work when they saw this dime-sized light in the sky. And they watched it, and it wasn't moving, and then all of a sudden it shot off. And I think that was the very first one that I recollect here. But the pictures, when I was taking the pictures, as soon as I saw that one, I started taking random pictures. And in almost every single one of them were these weird objects. And I decided, I'm going to go get a camcorder. So I went and bought a camcorder, and I was... again, practicing with it the day after I bought it, when I got my first one on camera, and that thing was, this object was actually, flew down from the sky as I was recording a jet making a chemtrail or a contrail. And as I was watching the thing, it flew down behind the contrail, did this weird maneuver near the jet, and then shot straight back up in front of the contrail. And all it was this little white ball right next to the jet.
When's the documentary going to be out?
The documentary should be out in about 2 to 3 weeks. It's in replication right now.
You need to let us know about that and when it's ready. And also, if you have another sighting, you need to let us know. Nothing's happened in September, huh?
Oh, there's been a couple.
Okay.
We let's see. August 8th was the triangle. During July, we had so many of these weird glowing objects. Not reflecting light. These things were glowing themselves.
Well, were they little balls of light or what?
Yes, little balls of light. Sometimes right after sunset, when the sky was still light, these objects would fly over our apartment and then go behind the tree line, and you can actually see them going behind the tree. And during September or August, there were very few sightings for some reason, except for the triangle on August 8th. And a few glowing objects here and there. But then in September, these glowing objects came back in force. On one night, September 10th, we had 15 of them. We counted 15, one of which was so low, it was this huge, bright light that went over our apartment, reports.
Other people in that apartment complex see these things?
A couple of them. There was one of them, one gentleman was here and saw it when we had three witnesses watching this object that it was going, it just all of a sudden appeared in the sky, and then it brightened and brightened and brightened, and then it dimmed out again, and then it shot off.
Wow.
Two of those. Mm-hmm. Plus there's these weird flashes in the sky. It looks like somebody's taking pictures.
Uh-huh.
That kind of flash, and I don't know what those are. I've tried to catch a couple of them on video and haven't been able to. They happen so fast. And they
After the flash, there's nothing there?
Sometimes there's a flash, and then there's this little light.
Uh-huh.
They're so high up, but it's, all of a sudden there's a flash, and then there's...
Well, sometimes they appear. You know, we always talk about them cloaking or jetting out of sight or hitting warp drive, but sometimes the reverse happens. They appear all of a sudden, and all of a sudden it's a little pop of light.
Yeah, you can get a flash, and then you'll see a UFO appear in that area. And then the reverse, of course, happens and is probably more frequently observed.
Which we talk about a lot.
Where the craft will sort of like zoom off, and then you'll see this big flash of light, and it's just like in Star Trek, really.
Like they hit warp drive, they're gone.
I had one object. I was facing northeast. This glowing object appeared above the trees and looked like it was heading directly towards us. It stopped and then shot off to the east. And as it went, I was recording it. You could see it getting dimmer and dimmer. And it's going fast right across Starscape and just disappeared. Others, these flashes happen. Right. There's a flash. Sometimes it's just one. Sometimes there's a flash, this object is right there, and then all of a sudden there's another flash, and that object is gone.
Uh-huh.
Other times it's a flash, the object's there, and just...
Well, in summary here on this, you've been seeing lots of objects, including these triangles, which I take are big, and you don't have any marks on your body of recent vintage, but you have had in the past, but your roommate does.
Exactly.
And, Jerry, they've had a swarm of earthquakes this past week, right, Mark?
That's just directly east of us.
There has been some research at these lights, at these balls of light, for lack of a better term, show up around earthquakes, right, Larry?
Yes, in particular these little plasmoids. And that's what's interesting. You said not too many days ago you saw 15 of them in one night. And may not have been the same day as the earthquake. They usually actually precede earthquakes.
Well, from what I understand, we had a cluster of about 70 earthquakes in just the last 48 hours or so.
Wow.
And here, our weather, the last couple days, all of a sudden we had clouds. And today it rained, and up in Sacramento, our capital was flooded. But, totally flooded by these weird thunderstorms that came out of nowhere.
we have a friend who is a clairvoyant who seems to always get feelings about earthquakes, and she's been having feelings about that too, Larry, recently, so I don't know, maybe it all connects. I took geology at San Francisco State, but I don't guess I'm going to be able to help anybody here. Hey, I've enjoyed the conversation, and we'll talk again. And I don't know, Larry, or should we be concerned about his welfare? It seems to me that they're concentrating on his roommate now.
Well,
that's what scares me.
The thing is that they're both involved in an event, and that event, has meaning to both of them. And my only advice, is taking Bud Hopkins' advice, is get some professionals involved in investigating so that it'll help you understand what's going on.
You, when you were a young kid and you saw these people, for lack of a better term, were they unusual? Were they little people, big people, or do you remember?
I remember that they were a little bit taller than me, and I'm not very tall. I only stand 5 feet.
And you were shorter then, I'm sure.
Much shorter. But I was about 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the really strange part of that was that my mother, when she was about 6 years old, she has a memory of being what she termed the doctor's office, being held down by and being told that she's going to be getting a shot. And yet her mother was standing like in the doorway, but her mother was standing there impassively, and my mother was screaming her head off, not wanting this shot. That's what my mom remembers. The weird thing about that to me is that my grandmother would get hysterical if we even scraped ourselves. But yet she was standing impassively, not just...
And she had no knowledge or remembrance of that event at all,
mm-hmm.
probably.
And my mom asked her about it, and my grandmother had no clue. But it seems to run in my family. That's
definitely the roommate coming into the picture. That could be a coincidence, or it could be part of the plan, and I don't know what the plan is, so don't get into that with me, Dr. Olson, because I'm just like you. I'm in the dark. What do you think, Larry?
The thing is that they're both involved in an event, and that event has meaning to both of them. And my only advice, is taking Bud Hopkins' advice, is get some professionals involved in investigating so that it'll help you understand what's going on.
If this happens again, and we hope it doesn't to either one of you, try yelling for them to leave.
Just say, I don't want to be a part of this. Go away.
Go away.
They will.
One of the things that I've noticed is every time there's a major sighting, like the triangles, or we had a cylinder hanging in the air vertically during broad daylight, when these things happen, just before they happen, I get kind of ill feeling.
Queasy, you mean?
Kind of queasy, kind of sick in my stomach.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, after I've been videotaping this thing, I'll set the videotape down, and all of a sudden, my head feels like it's going to explode.
Uh-huh.
And it lasts sometimes just a few minutes, other times a little bit longer. But it actually feels like my brain wants to come out of my head.
Yeah, well, the queasy, uneasy feeling is your subconscious recalling what's happened before and picking up the signs. Don't you think so, Larry? Yeah, and about the other part, that's probably just a natural reaction to whatever the heck they're doing to
it. One of my neighbors who came over and saw one of these objects, one of the things that he found interesting was that I was talking to him, and all of a sudden turned and looked over the mountain and just stopped talking, and then the light appeared. And I didn't realize that I had done that. He said that it was kind of like I knew it was coming.
Well, you probably did.
And that gets me, because there's sometimes when I'm like the two discs that were hovering over us on May 17th, they were just hovering directly over me. I had been reading, and it felt like something was trying to get my attention, like knocking in my head. I don't know how to describe it. But it was annoying, because I was at a very good part of my book. And I set my book down and looked straight up, and there they were. I don't know why.
Well,
I didn't.
Let's see, that's part of the thing that we say, if they actually are there and you know they're there, you can tell them to leave, because evidently strong conscious minds, they can't penetrate it, or they don't want to waste the time or something. Some people say belligerent. I think you just need to be determined, don't you, Larry?
Well, I as I said before, I can't offer any real opinions on the matter, other than to refer people to specialists, and there are people out there that are willing to help and work with people, and it does help. People feel a lot more comfortable with the situation they're in after they have gained.
Well, that is unusual, no doubt about it. Stay in touch with us.
I will, definitely.
Okay.
You having me on your show?
It's our pleasure, and we're sorry you... you're having your problems. Okay, thanks very much. Very interesting story from Dr. Olson there, Larry.
Exceptionally. I mean, that's quite a find. It's not only do we get the lowdown on a lot of video sightings, which was the main part of the story, we thought, initially. But, hey, we got into some abduction events here, both current and in the past, that are extremely interesting.
Well, I got an idea. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this, but he's a short fellow, he said. And he had a strange voice. And his mother had ET experiences.
Right.
I don't know if hybrids know they're hybrids or not, do you?
There's been some claim, actually, and Mark, when you hear this, don't be offended. We're not making fun. You know, I mean, this is serious stuff, is that there are hybrids out there. And indeed, there are reports from some of the investigators who've talked to some of the abductees that these hybrids sometimes, especially if they're fairly close to human-looking, is that sometimes they do not know that they are hybrids. They do not know their origin.
Anyway, Mark, that's one reason we'd like for you to talk to somebody like Bud Hopkins or somebody. He has investigators all around the country, and they know what to ask. And, you know, I think you need some regression therapy. I think it would help Mark and all of us know what's happening.
Absolutely.